This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen live on the sidelines of Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis for Media Days. Bill Bush back tomorrow. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And again, we will hear from Shindaddy tomorrow when Bill Bush is back.
You say Shindaddy is working this week, but
I think he's working. He's just taking the week off for creative until, you know, Bill. He's talking with Bill the whole week, so he's telling him kind of the scoop on the rest of the summer into the fall. So
he's taking the week off for creative
purposes.
Thinking.
Yeah, creative measures, okay. And purposes. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why.
Yeah, you need to do that.
yeah, I know, right? I should. By the way, our coverage here from India is sponsored by 1890 Nebraska, Stevens and Smith Construction, The Complex in Lincoln, Warhorse Casino, and Riddles Jewelry. Thanks to them for making this trip possible and being here for 3 days with our crew.
What a trip.
It has been fun.
What a trip.
I'm
already looking forward to next year.
Are you?
Yeah.
El Toro?
Well, yeah.
Maybe you'll drive next time.
I think we might drive next time, and I have just come to enjoy Indy. Indy.
A great sports town.
No.
Which we agreed on the air yesterday about. It's a great sports town.
I'm not selling it that way.
They've had a Super Bowl here before.
What did you find when you looked at the attendance for the Indiana Pacers?
It was low, but I think they didn't report.
How low?
They didn't report very well. I think it's bad reporting.
Yeah. They didn't. It wasn't. Their attendance isn't particularly strong.
Well, it will get better.
I don't regard Indianapolis as one of the foremost sports towns.
It's a good sports city.
It's good. Okay, I'll go.
Both the football stadium and the basketball arena are right downtown. You can walk to them. You can take a scooter. You can whatever. I would even recommend driving to them. They're so close. If you stay down here,
yeah,
just walk.
Well, I will tell you this: myself, Alex, and Dominic, grandchildren are planning a February trip to see an NBA game here.
All right.
So, yeah. So
report back on the crowd, please.
I've scouted. I mean, this is partially a scouting trip for me to size it up. But I already have a pretty good handle on it.
You haven't even been in the arena yet. How can you size it up?
Well, I know where the arena is.
Oh, yeah. It's
downtown.
Right downtown.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, what do I need to see?
You had to scout
why
out.
Why do
where
I
the
need the inside?
Well, what were you,
why
you
do
scouting
I need
the location of the arena? You could find it on Google Maps anywhere.
Just the scene where we should stay. The hotel you're staying in would be a good
It'd
option.
It'd be a good one. You could ride a scooter over there. It's 0.6 miles away from the stadium.
Or just walk.
464-5685, call or text as always. More from Matt Rhule yesterday at the side podium. And again, there was I was reading this article from CBS Sports, and it was I'll pull this up. Dennis Dodd wrote this yesterday.
Okay.
It says that Ross Bjork, the Buckeyes AD, Ohio State, said that Ohio State players received around $20 million in NIL this past season, believed to be the largest amount
football
in college football. 20 mil.
Okay.
for the football program.
Okay, now they are loaded.
They are loaded.
That's the that's probably the best roster in college football.
As Urban Meyer would tell you, and Jim Tressel.
Right.
On Ryan Day's
think
behalf. They've said that. Well,
yeah, think about that.
20 mil. Nebraska's not operating with 20 mil right now.
They don't need to. If you were paying Nebraska's roster $20 million, you would say what?
Overpaying.
You're overpaying.
You're not getting what you need for them.
If Nebraska had Ohio State's level of talent, Nebraska would pay $20 million. That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I don't get into – now, but what did Matt Rhule say yesterday?
Should we hear from him?
Yeah. What he says, unfortunately, kind of counters what I say.
Okay, from the side podium session, Ben, please play the comments from Matt Rhule about NIL from yesterday.
Yeah, it's just the world now. I mean, and at the end of the day, like, I only heard one. When I said that quarterbacks cost $1 million, I got a bunch of FBS coaches were mad at me because they said all their quarterbacks came in and said I won $1 million. But a bunch of SCS coaches were happy because they said that, you know, their donors were like, hey, I'll give you $10,000 to go get a quarterback. So, but it's the reality. I'd much rather be transparent. Like, I hear all the time people tell me, I don't really believe in NIL. I'm like, what do you mean you don't believe in it? You might not agree with it, but it is what it is. And so, you know, I would love it if all of us had the same amount, because then you could really see who could recruit and coach. You know, if you're asking me to recruit against a team that's got twice as much money to give players as I do, then I'm not going to win very often, and that will then affect game day. But, you know, we're blessed in Nebraska. We have a great setup with 1890. Tom and Sean Pete have really stood in the gap and provided us a lot in a time where we don't have it. But make no mistake, we're not at the level of those guys. Like, we got a long way to go, you know, and so that truth has to be put out there. People need to hear the truth. Like, you might not like the truth, but you have to hear the truth. And the truth is, we're doing great, but we got a long way to go. We got to get a lot better, because I'm pretty sure Oregon, Ohio State, LSU, the teams that have that type of money, they're not sitting still now. they're saying, hey, someone's going to try to catch us. And so I think Nebraska is a great place, and I think we should get the best players in the country, and NIL is one of the ways to do it. So we got to just keep chasing those guys.
Timing.
How about that, Matt Rhule?
Timing. Matt Rhule makes those comments. A little later, word comes out on Husker Online that Michael Terry is visiting campus.
For those who don't know, Michael Terry is who?
He is we'll call him a receiver. He's a multi-position athlete from San Antonio, and he's a five-star player. He's first visiting Oregon. He's then visiting Texas. Then I think Monday and Tuesday he'll be in Lincoln. Sean Callahan says in his 3-2-1 column, he calls it this morning, that Nebraska, he's predicting. Now, if Sean's predicting something, he's got some inside information.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Right. He says Nebraska will get a visit from five-star offensive tackle David Sanders. And I think that'll be this week. In fact, I think Sanders, based on what Sean is telling me, could get here before Terry. Now, listen, David Sanders has been, you know, he's a five-star offensive tackle, so you can imagine what he's worth. At least $500,000.
And Nebraska's in his top four or five. I think he's top four, I believe.
I'll say four or five. And this is a huge development. And Rhule's comments weren't by chance. He knew what was going on here with Terry and Sanders, obviously. So he's saying, we got to pay him. We're going to have to pay him. If we're going to have a roster like Ohio State, LSU, and Oregon, you know, we're going to have to pay guys like this. That's what – there's no way these two occurrences occurred by chance. His comments were directly related to his knowledge, obviously his knowledge, he's the head coach, that Terry and Sanders are coming. Very interesting to me. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's significant.
Right. I mean,
he's saying we don't have the type of money those guys have, but we're doing well. We could do well, and now we've got big visitors coming this way this weekend.
Yeah.
So, hint, hint, ante up.
That's what it is.
Help us get better.
That's what it is. I don't – now, people, I know there's probably going to be some skepticism about Terry and Sanders ultimately pulling the trigger for Nebraska, but now, listen.
Sure is.
Is there?
From Wet Blanket. Should I read this real
quick?
Yeah, please. Wet Blanket.
Please. I don't mind.
Five stars visiting Nebraska. It's like Calabresca all over again. They're visiting.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that guys do get paid on visits now, sounds like?
Well, I don't know if that's still occurring or not.
Okay, it was for a time.
Yeah, I don't know if they I don't know that. I just – where I come down in that conversation, wet blanket, is WB. There's no shot of getting him if you don't try. You got to get him here. The fact that Sanders has been here multiple times and Terry's been here multiple times works in your favor. It's good. There's you're putting yourself in position, which is all you can do. And yeah. I do think they have a very good shot at Sanders. I don't know about Terry. I don't have as good a feel.
I remain incredibly skeptical about it all.
That's fine. I appreciate that.
You could also say on the spin, you know, on the negative side, it's wasted energy if you don't get these guys. I mean, think about in the past. I go back to Mike Riley.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And there is twice on signing day where, you know, Foster Sorrell looking at Nebraska, Stanford, so goes to Stanford. And then the same day, I think somebody else went to Oregon
you
State.
You play like, the game.
You play the game, and you often lose that game.
Yeah, for the for
but
the
it, but you do have Raiola. You got a 5-star quarterback.
That's it.
That
now,
changes a lot of things here.
And this is a left tackle in David Sanders. You might say, you know what? They have Raiola. Well, that's, I mean, come on. That's why Sanders is looking at Nebraska. He has said that.
Say for Michael Terry, probably, too.
Perhaps, yeah. I haven't seen Terry say as with as much conviction as Sanders. But, yeah, if Raiola wasn't at Nebraska, I don't think Sanders would be visiting. So, that's it. I mean, we'll see what happens. But you got to swing for it. You have to. And if the kid wants to visit, what do you say? No, I don't think you're going to pick us, so no, don't visit. Right? That's no way to operate, right?
No, it's not.
Right.
But we're a scarred fan base and these close gets in recruiting. And as Matt Rhule just said, I wish it was an even playing field with money, because then it would show who really is the best recruiter or not.
Here's the thing: we have to zoom out sometimes. We just talked the other day about those players in Texas that left. That one went to Oregon and someone went somewhere else. And I said, that's a bad day for Sark. It happens to Texas. 5-star, it was the top-rated receiver in the country who chose Oregon. He left. He didn't go to Texas. He went to Oregon. Okay, then I'm trying to think who the other player was, but he left. And I was like, oh, they left in the same weekend, like within 2 days. That's a bad day for Sark. There's no guarantees is what I'm telling you. And Texas gets turned down. So Nebraska's going to get turned down. They just happen to be getting turned down a lot. It's sort of a cliche conversation at this point. It comes down to Nebraska winning on the field now. That's what could put them over the top for these guys.
I received a text from David from RenewYourAuto.com.
Yeah,
he says, talk about bad takes. So you don't try for 5 stars? Come on. Here, here's what I'm going to say about that. Nebraska has landed one 5-star.
He's taking his shot at
it. Took a shot at me. I said, Nebraska's you got one 5-star Royal. That's great. Dylan's here, and it's a huge thing. But Matt Rhule has also, he's even said himself in his time at Temple and Baylor and now at Nebraska, he's done a great job of finding guys before they're big.
Right.
He finds the diamonds in the rough before they get known. And so this guy is a top 5 player in his class.
Uh-huh.
I still think the likelihood of getting him is very low, even though he's coming to Lincoln. I will if I'm wrong, you guys can throw tomatoes at me. You can call me stupid all you want. But I'm saying it's still a very low chance you get David Sanders to commit and end up at Nebraska.
I think you have limited information on this. Sanders saying.
Well, I'm sure I had that for previous ones, too, that also didn't end up coming here. Oh, limited info. Nope. Ohio State and Georgia are after this guy. They have more money than Nebraska does.
And they're winning.
And they're winning.
But maybe there's other factors, you know, that you don't know about, right? There could be. There could be other factors. He might have an affinity for Lincoln.
Maybe it does. That's great.
Maybe his mom and dad took to the safety element in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Possible.
Maybe there's an academic component that is at Nebraska that's not at Ohio State or Georgia. Some kids do care about that. And by the way, it's still Nebraska. It's the Big Ten. You're protecting for Raiola. We talked for 20 minutes this morning that Nebraska looks like they have an offense now. We have discussed that Nebraska looks like a team that's headed to a bowl and maybe, you know, like a 9-win season. I'm not saying that. I'm sticking at 7. I'm just going to be cautious on this. But there's a lot of optimism. And it's still Nebraska. And now they have that gorgeous facility over there. There's a lot to sell. You're a salesman.
I do sell.
You are a salesman. It'd be pretty easy to sell Nebraska because of the things I'm saying. Tradition, that facility, Big Ten, you're moneyed. You have all the money you need. Now, Rhule's saying for the first time really yesterday that we need to do better. It's interesting he said that. I'd love to talk to Davison about it, Matt Davison of 1890. I wonder what Davison thought of that comment. I mean, he's always in lockstep with Matt Rhule. So he's probably in agreement. They could do better. And Matt wants to hear that because he's a fundraiser. He wants to hear the head coach say that, I would think, right?
Yeah, he should.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
I don't think you want to hear Matt Rhule go to a podium and say, I think we're fine where we're at.
No, it was a compliment saying we're doing great with 1890, but we can do a lot better.
Right.
Help us out. I mean, we're on a good track, but keep us on that track and get us better.
And by the way, we have 2 5-stars here in the next 5 days.
You might want those guys. They might want some money.
Right. Yep.
We got Husker Rick, says, Jake and Sip, we are going to land both of these guys, Michael Terry and David Sanders. I also believe we're going to land the stud from Missouri next year as well.
Yeah, his dad's coming
here.
He's a receiver, I'll say receiver running back.
He says Coach Donnie Raiola is going to build one hell of a line.
Well, I will say this.
Optimism for Husker Rick.
I've been really impressed by the line recruiting on both sides. The player they just got from Fargo.
Petriff, something like that?
It's Cade.
I thought it was like Kate Pietrov, something like that.
Yeah, you're butchering the name because it's no, you are. It's like it's Pete Rock.
Okay, well, it starts with the P.
Pizoc, something like that. Cade, yeah.
You got Cade, right?
I think that's who Rhule was talking about yesterday when he said there are some recruits I will literally lose sleep on when they're making their decision. I think he can't name him,
right.
But I think my guess is that's who he was talking about. Jake, I filmed him up. Ooh. If you want to feel good about Nebraska's class of 2025 and their line recruiting in particular, call up film of Cade. I can't say his last name.
Pete, right?
Yeah, the
Pichick. No, Sanderson. Pichick.
No, just call up and watch
Cade.
Number 55.
Cade P from North Dakota.
Yeah, Cade P from North Dakota, from West Fargo, North Dakota. Call up the huddle film and watch it, and tell me. You don't go, oh. As a 4-star player, it's a 4-star.
Yeah.
Then Nebraska beat Oklahoma on, Jake.
And you filmed them up.
Jake, Nebraska beat Oklahoma and Kansas State and several others.
And Wisconsin, I thought, too.
Wisconsin. I'm telling you, they have done a good job with line recruiting. They got that Simpson kid from the Bay City area, Tyson Terry on the defensive line.
I like Tyson Terry,
those are
by
dudes.
The way.
Those are all three dudes.
Tyson Terry is a bad man in Omaha.
I like the picture of Nebraska getting the top-ranked players in the Dakotas, South Dakota and North Dakota. So they got Hammerback.
Raid the Dakotas.
Get the top-ranked players. Go get the top-ranked players in Hawaii back-to-back classes. I like that look. These are linemen that we're talking about, too. So, Rule always says it's got to start up front, and he puts his money where his mouth is with the recruiting.
He does. So there's an update.
Now David
Nebraska.
Sanders.
Yeah, that's right. David Sanders on maybe visiting this weekend. Michael Terry also. So, big weekend ahead for Nebraska in recruiting.
I got to go.
You do. All right. Sip, it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been.
We'll see you tomorrow. Safe travels in your flight. Please report on how the flights go, because it has been just a fun time for you the last 3 years getting here and out of here.
And out of here.
Yep.
And we had copper wire burning last year on the plane on the way out. Hello.
Smoke in the plane. That's not great. We'll let you go, Sip. When we come back, we'll get to Bill's Thrills, a cool parenting tips Thursday. I guess Jake's takes on that one.
Jake's takes.
That's next from Lucas Oil Stadium, final day, day three of Big Ten Media Days here on 93.7 The Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.